And a very good morning to you. Are you well? It is the 18th of July 2019. It's Thursday morning and I'm live from Salford in Greater Manchester. Dirty old town. So it is, to be sure, to be sure, to be sure. Do you like that up there in the corner there? I'm thinking about going for the old bandana look to hide the baldiness. Never cared about my baldiness. Caroline, I was treated to the old Eagles VIP experience a few weeks back. I mean, you get a bag. And the VIP experience is nonsense. You end up paying quite a few quid to get a seat next to the stage. And because it's exorbitant, the ticket price, they give you a little goodie bag with bandanas and laminates. You know, these access all areas nonsense, and you've got access to no areas kind of a thing. But there's the old bandana look, yeah. I was two glasses of wine into Wednesday evening when I posted that, like a plonker. That's what we've been reduced to now, human beings. Anyway, do you like it, yeah? Maybe a dark version of it, maybe, yeah? No? No. Nonsense, eh? Absolute nonsense. You keeping well yourselves this morning? Anonymous in Western Massachusetts was impressed with me being up super early. 5:15 to 5:30 is my wake-up call every day. And that would suggest that I've slept for about 6 hours. I haven't. I don't sleep at all. My sleep is broken. Insomnia for many years. Nothing has worked. And I just get on with it. That's what we do, people with insomnia. I did Gary Mercer and to Chris Brown. Chris is interested in fake news teaching being implemented in schools by 2020. I did cover this on the radio show. Yes. Yes. Isn't it wonderful? Nobody wants to answer the question yet. Who or what gets to designate something as fake news or untrue? Who or what? Who becomes the arbiter of the truth, the system, government, arbiter of what is true and what isn't true? Very good question. I did David Yates to Mo Lester. How you doing, Mo? Julie. How you doing, Julie? To Mega Tree Rat, who's got Tourette's. If I've got to unhide another comment from you, Mega Tree Rat, I'm coming to find you. And then I'm gonna teach you how to speak without using bad language. No chance. Yeah. Good morning, Gail. Good morning to William E. Smith. The E stands for excellent, of course. Dean Thornby. Dean is too tired today. Don't whinge to me, Dean! Don't bring tiredness into this conversation, son. How you doing, Dean? Hi to Jason Derule. How you doing, Jason? He enjoyed hearing, maybe not enjoyed, but was interested in Deborah Tavares, who spoke with me last night. Jason in New Zealand. To dive, D-I-V-E, who says, you can't even walk on the sidewalk. It's full. Full of what? Dog poo. Immigrants. Damn, immigrants. Blame them for everything. Hi to Liz. To Guy Master. To Gina. How you doing, Gina? To J1XX3R. How you doing there? Patrick. Grim picture. Deborah Tavares paints. Grim but true. Much of it. Much of it provably true. Hi to Nigel Tinsdale. Normally catches this on the catch up. Listening live for the first time. Good morning, mate. Hi to Sean Mack, who was celebrating Dundalk's victory last night. Go on, Sean. Get in there, Dundalk, for the League of Ireland. Let's not talk about Waterford FC, eh? Being denied their participation in Europe because well, they changed the name of the club and all of that crap. Go on, Waterford, up the Dacia, up the Dacia. Kelly's in Paisley in Scotland. How you doing, Kelly? We know that. We've heard from Kelly. Misty Ernst. Sean Inchcliffe. How you doing, Sean? And Your Infinite Way, who's winging in from Dublin, which is cloudy. Keep up the shit graphics. I love it. No choice. No choice. Production values. It's really Jekyll and Hyde, isn't it? I brag, yes I do brag. Yes, self-praise is no praise. Yes, you shouldn't send yourself flowers. I don't care. The radio show is outstanding. It is unimpeachable. It is above reproach. This is crap. Why would you do it? Steve Bennett says, who's funding Gina Miller in her quest to stop Brexit? Heard that Branson gave her about 25k. Yeah. I've had to unhide that as well, Steve. You sweary bastard, you. Stop swearing, Steve. Good morning to John and Sarah. Good morning to Threta Glumberg. That takes the blue ribbon for the funniest handle this morning. Well, hi Wilco, hi Orwell84, Deborah D. Domenico, Gary Mercer, MSM won't tell you who the Manchester Bombers' dad was. No, they won't, Gaz. The Guardian did after David Shaler came on with me to talk about it. After we whip the bejesus out of a few North Korean children, we'll have some of these for sale on the Richie Allen website very soon. In fact, I've been speaking to Tez. If only we could invade North Korea, bomb the absolute piss out of the place, drive about a 2.5 to 3 million migrants out of North Korea, and we could get some cheap labour in the UK to make some of this stuff so we wouldn't have to wait for it to be containered over the Pacific and the Atlantic. Freshly squeezed orange juice. Gabriel Swift, how are you doing, Gabriel? Gabriel. John 23Z, who's on Vancouver Island. How are you doing, pal? Mr. Helicop says, please don't shout, Richie. Calm down, man. I've got a booming voice. I don't shout. Do you see that little thing there on your computer? That looks like a little speaker icon. That's the volume. Just turn me down. That's all you have to do. Turn me down. And if you don't turn me down, I end up sounding like this. Ida Stewart Batty, Marty Andytown. Marty Andytown says homeless. What does that mean, Marty? You're not homeless, are you, pal? At least I hope you're not. Hi to Una Munro. Stuart, I mentioned Stuart. Look at this. Look, it's going on and on and on. I'm giving up now. Fun girl, how you doing, fun girl? Fake news is controlled news. Hi, Rose Williams. Yeah. And Piorot Pepe Vasso. Sean Hinchcliffe. Sean has still got the Richie Allen mug. That was an early mug that was made up by Tez. That's Mr. Northwest Radiators himself. If you need a radiator, if you need any advice about radiators or plumbing, if you want to do something bespoke, if you want to do something really nice regarding heating in your home, Northwest Radiators Limited in Salford. Google it. There you are. That's £150, Tez, please. Just wire it to my bank account. Do it now, you bastard. Right, here we go. What's on the front page at Telegraph? What's on front page at Telegraph? Don't know what accent that is either. Elderly face visit from TV licence fee police. It's all coming true, isn't it? All the things we spoke about for years with all of those mad researchers, all those tin foil hat wearers. They were all crazy. It's all coming true. And let's get that story on the screen. Elderly face visit from TV licence fee police. MPs warn of trauma for vulnerable. Many times have I said it. We don't care about the elderly. The elderly are taking up space. You've had your time. It's your fault for working in those factories for years. It's your fault that we are facing climate catastrophe, you old people. It's your fault that we can't get a job. It's your fault that we can't get a house. It's your fault. It's your fault that NHS waiting list times have grown and grown and grown exponentially. You old bastards, will you just die? That's the establishment approach to senior citizens, whom we should be learning from, listening to, gleaning information from because of their life experience. We got to destroy the elderly. The BBC has described sending support visitors to visit the OAPs who haven't paid their television licence. Yes, children who are watching this from other parts of the world, we live in a tyranny where the government and the BBC can tell you, we make propaganda, moronic, bullshit, useless, vacuous, empty programmes, and you must pay for them, even if you don't want to watch them. Yeah. That's how it goes. Some MPs are standing up to it, though. The current cost of a colour TV licence is £154.50. I don't know what the cost of a licence for a black and white television is. I do know that some people still have black and white televisions. You might not believe this. I left home very young, and I lived in a flat in Waterford, city centre, when I was very young. When I was too young, actually. Shouldn't have happened, but anyway, it's a long story. And I had a black and white 12-inch colour black and white 12-inch colour. What kind of fuckery is this? That's the Irish in me. I had a 12-inch black and white portable television with an aerial in the early 1990s. Yeah. There you are. I remember it. I remember it well. I could only get 4 channels on it. Things haven't really improved, it must be said. Yeah, we're going to send the police around to harass the elderly because they haven't purchased a television licence. Yeah. What's on The Guardian? May swipes at rancour and hatred of Brexit absolutists. Theresa May gave a valedictorian speech at Chatham House yesterday, kind of a farewell speech, where she said some very worrying things about how populism is dangerous and how the way in which we are having debate now on social media is becoming dangerous. She said a lot of spooky things which would lead anybody with half a brain to understand, although most people who watched it have just disengaged their brains. Okay, I'm talking about most people who get their information from the BBC exclusively or Channel 4 or ITV. They've disengaged their brains, so they wouldn't have gotten the not too subtle undertones in May's address, which is, we're coming for free speech. We really are. We're coming for free speech. Right? Yeah, that's The Guardian. Let's get rid of that. What's in The Express then? On the front page. Just what made the Queen so curious? Look at that picture there. That old bastard, look. Daily Express. Boris, we need to get Brexit done by October 31st. Yeah. The new EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has already said that she'd be open to an extension beyond the October 31st deadline. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. We're not going anywhere. Bit of air guitar playing there. Bit of air guitar playing. There's no harm in it. You haven't got a note in your body, Richie. I'm a great singer. Why do people who have no shame about singing, like me, I'd sing anywhere. If there's a karaoke in the Dog and Duck, I couldn't give an arse. I'm going to sing. My karaoke song is In the Ghetto, and his mama cries, on a cold and grey Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born. In the ghetto, in the ghetto. Yeah, people who can't sing have no compunctions about singing. We just sing, don't we? I'm going to see the Indian Elvis impersonator next week. I go and see a lot of Elvis impersonators when I can, because I'm one of Elvis's biggest ever fans. And there's an Indian Elvis impersonator. He's going to be doing a gig in Rushome in a couple of weeks. And his name is Patelvis. Patelvis, get in! I'm there. Go on, son. Patelvis, in the ghetto. What's on the front page of the Times? Young drivers face night ban. You see, your first instinct might be, That's good, that, because young drivers are a shower of bastards, aren't they? More likely to be in crashes, more likely to crash into you than anybody else. Yeah, ban them and limit the amount of passengers they are allowed to ferry around. But it's not good, really, because this is the beginning, if you listen to Deborah Tavares last night, of getting us out of cars, full stop. I know you think it's a stretch, it's a leap to make that connection, but it isn't. Dreadful. Also on the front page of the Times, BBC could become subscription service, says Director General. Now, there's a problem with my subscription to the Times, so I couldn't read that story. Is this possibly the beginning of, we'll scrap the licence in total and we will make it a subscription service so you subscribe only if you want to? That would be the right way to go. Yes, don't tell me I've got to pay for your propaganda. I don't, by the way. Of course I don't. Let's go back. Let's split the papers and let's read a few comments. In the ghetto, Patelvis, yeah. Legend, huh? I've seen a couple of Chinese Elvises. I've seen the major ones, like the biggest earners in the world, the top Elvis impersonators. Their names escape me now. Ben Portsmouth is one, but I've seen the other guy who's more famous than Ben Portsmouth, but I can't remember his name. I brought my mate Ian to watch him at Manchester Arena. Ian couldn't believe his eyes. The guy was so good. Yeah. Lovely stuff. Yeah, I'm having to unhide a lot of messages there because you've got Tourette's, people. Andrew Bell says the TV licence people can fook off. Threta Glumberg wants some Richie Allen tea towels. You listening, Tez? Yeah. John Hit Wonder, up the Blades. That would be Sheffield United, who I believe signed Ravel Morrison. It was the biggest waste of natural God-given talent I've ever seen in my life as a footballer anyway. Brilliant player, but just couldn't give a shite. Hi to Charlie Silverman. Hi to Susie Monkey. Monkey. How you doing, Susie? I'm an old coward. I pay for it and I don't watch television, says Susie. You're not a coward, Susie. It's a nuisance to have the letters coming through the door and all that nonsense. It's easier for me. Yeah. Lovely. I'm scrolling on down here. Yeah. Tommy Tempo says, Richie, you play all the right notes, but unfortunately not in the right order. Thanks, Tommy. I'll take that. Hi to my friend Cocobell, who knows how to sing. Can sing. How you doing, Cocobell? To Liz again. And Wilco. I laughed at his name. He was in Glossop last year, says Wilco. Chris Morell is on. How you doing, Chris? Lawrence King. Walk a mile in my shoes. Elvis, says Philip. That's your karaoke tune. Well done. Philip, lovely stuff. In the Ghetto is great because you can just get lost in it and just think that you are Elvis. I love it. Hi to Joe Public, slept in. No harm in that. Hi to Samantha Jordan. Samantha keeps saying to her husband, stop paying the licence, but he won't have any of it. Mark Perry is in rainy Essex. Lovely jubbly. Are we still streaming? Are we on? Do camera on. Are we on? So that's the Times. Let's move on. Financial Times. Musk hopes for human trials on brain implants that link to AI by next year. I covered this last night on the radio show in the monologue segment. So I did. I do something with this camera. No? Yeah. Yes, Elon Musk. We all thought he was lovely. He invented stuff and he gave it away for free. Lovely man. Elon Musk. Yeah, let's queue up for the operation to have a microchip implanted on our brains. I mentioned Pippa King yesterday. I meant to drop Pippa a text yesterday. I will today. tremendous researcher, totally credible, brilliant, understands how to research and how to present it. I mean, it is game over once they put the microchip in your brain, isn't it? No longer will they have to spy on you through your webcam, through that there, because that's what they do. Through the cameras on your phone there, because that's what they do. No longer. Not only will they be able to read and hear and see in real time everything you think, they'll also be able to correct you. They'll be like Mr. Grady, the caretaker in the Overlook Hotel. I had to correct my wife and children. They'll be able to correct you. Correct you. You don't like things that are being taught in schools. You don't like men claiming to be women going to all female spaces. We'll correct that so you'll think the way you should think. Brilliant. Why not? And the dipsticks that spend days outside the iStore to get the latest iPhone. Dipsticks. Right? I don't care. You might say it's unfair. You might say it's harsh. They're human beings, Richie. Losers. Losers. Finished. 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 Gone. Unreachable. Leave them behind. Don't worry about it. Don't waste your time trying to talk to them about any of this. You see them in their sleeping bags outside the iStores. Jesus wept. Back to face British justice. This is some farce, this. This guy, Hashim Abedi, was kidnapped by the British government, which has no extradition treaty with Libya. They pressurised the Libyan government. They even promised the Libyan government that they would send military support to help restore the country to law and order if they sent this guy back on a UK government plane, because it is alleged that he provided material support and bomb-making knowledge to his brother, Salman al-Abedi, who only lived a two-minute walk four streets away from the future Mrs. Allen and myself when we lived in Fallow Field. This is the greatest false flag operation since the 7th of July bombings in the UK. People died and were injured at the blast in the arena, yes, for sure. But I do not believe that the man responsible for it, at least he didn't act on his own, Salman Abedi. Because of all the evidence about how much the intelligence agencies knew about him. And his father, Ramadan Abedi, Agent Tunworth. Huge MI6 asset working in Libya to try and bring down Gaddafi in the 1990s. It is crazy, this story. Not a dicky bird, though, in the UK press today about this kid, Hashim al-Abedi. Not a dicky bird about it. About his background. Crazy. Charging him with murder, attempted murder, and conspiracy to make bombs. Based on what? No evidence. It's dreadful. No chance the guy will get a fair trial. He's not even been tried in Manchester, apparently. His first appearance is in Westminster Magistrates Court today. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Crazy. Crazy! Every intelligence agency in Europe was telling the UK government that Salman al-Abedi was in Turkey. He was in Libya, obviously, because his father was there. And they said he was in Syria. They said he had ISIS connections. The guy was able to stroll back into the country, and only 96 hours after he walked back into the country in Manchester, he was able to stroll around Manchester city centre with a rucksack with a bomb in it, and then he was able to walk into the foyer of Manchester Arena. Horse manure! That's what it is. Could he have had a bomb and walked into the arena? Yes, but if he did, he was allowed to. That's what I would suggest. He was allowed to. Allowed to. Yeah, breaker, breaker, yeah. Big Ten 4, yeah. Yeah. Tunworth's son is heading down Piccadilly now. Yeah, he's got the bomb strapped on. Yeah, make sure nobody gets in his way. Why, Richie? Why would they allow it happen? Come on. It's because of what comes after it. Okay? I've not got the pictures to hand. The very first live event, or the second one, I think it might have been the second one, after the bomb at the Ariana Grande concert, was Neil Diamond, the Jewish Elvis. The Jewish Elvis. Neil. At the arena. And I took Caroline and my mate Phil down to see Neil Diamond because I love Neil Diamond. I've loved him ever since I was a kid. And I had the VHS. I was 6 years old. I had the VHS to the Jazz Singer. And I could sing all the songs. Every single song of the Jazz Singer I can sing. Every one of them. Summer Love. Jerusalem. Amazed and Confused. Love on the Rocks. Ain't no big surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you my lies. Right, so I love the Jazz Singer. So we went down to see Neil. What happened after the Ariana Grande concert and the bombing and the first concerts? They put airport screening stations in the arena. And at the Neil Diamond concert, little old dears and big baldy gammons like me that love Neil Diamond were walking into the arena and great big burly security guards were screaming at us. Screaming at little old dears that were going to see Neil Diamond. Get over there! Get to the left! Get to the left! Get to the fucking left! And the old women were like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. And in that queue, there were people going, well, I'm glad about this, really. I totally understand that. Of course, I was making mischief, saying things very loudly, to the point that my Mrs. and my mate Phil were saying, shut up, Richie, they won't let us in. And I said, fuck, they won't let us in. We spent 200 quid on the 3 tickets we have. They will let us in. I was telling the guards basically to shut the fuck up. Shut up, I was saying to them. Shut up, we'll go where we want to go. And they put us through these machines. That's my problem, you see. I will not bow down to it. I've got a mouth the size of the Watford Gap. I'll never take it. Herding little old ears with their handbags. Taking granny bags off of old ladies that love Neil Diamond and rifling fucking through them. That's what happened. So now ask me again why the intelligence agencies would allow something go off in Manchester. Full-scale lockdown is the answer. Unbelievable. Somebody says Richard D. Hall again. I'm going to fucking kill you. Just thought I'd say that. Go on, say it again. I'm going to get about 15 of them now on the chat. Here we go in the Daily Mirror. Bomber brother flown to UK to face justice. Don't ask any questions though, Daily Mirror. Ask no questions. Just print the propaganda. Secret deal brings terror suspect back to be charged. Yeah, piss off. The Daily Mail is doing a lot of excellent journalism on how care costs are driving families to the brink of bankruptcy. Talked about it briefly in this live stream yesterday. There's more of it. Congratulations to the Daily Mail. Yes, it does some xenophobic stuff. Yes, it does. We know. There's some good stuff in there as well, though. Even in The Guardian, which does a lot of progressive social justice warrior crap, but it also does some good stuff as well. Let's be honest about it. So well done to the Daily Mail. I've invited the journalist who's doing that report to come on the programme. I'm not sure they will. Vegan parents told to see their GP over children's diets is in the iPaper. We need to explore this. We need to explore this. The government, the establishment, is worried about whether children are being properly nourished if they are growing up on vegan diets, so they are interfering. Okay, this is worrying, right? Right, so I don't know enough about that to comment too much on it, so we'll leave it there and we'll come back to it. You ready for the story of the summer? You ready? Drum roll, please. Biggest story of the summer. It's made the silly season all the more bearable. Here we go. The GIMP! Get in. Well, the Gimp saga took a weird and, well, rather scary turn overnight, dear children. The Gimp. I gave the Gimp a spanking, and this time the rubber perv didn't like it. Something exclusive in the Daily Star. What's going on? Who beat up the Gimp? The Gimp's going to be a national treasure. Don't beat up the Gimp. Here we go. I punched the Gimp. Boxing fan says he had pub car park scrap with the Gimp, who attacked a woman while grunting and breathing heavily. Now, the boxer didn't encounter the Gimp when he breathed heavily near the woman. This guy just came across the Gimp and for no good reason kicked 7 fucking bells out of him. Honestly, this guy should be in prison. He beat up the Gimp. Cameron Graham was leaving a pub in Somerset when he says he saw the tubby, rubber-clad Gimp lying down in a nearby field, and he punched him and he kicked him as he tried to get up. What the fuck? That's GBH. That's actual bodily harm. The Gimp was minding his own business. What the hell? Is this guy under arrest, Cameron Graham? Just phones up the Sun and the Daily Mail. Yeah, I was coming out of a pub, yeah, had a few beers, yeah. And I see this guy lying down in a field wearing a rubber Gimp suit, so I fucking steamed in. What? I mean, presumably the police are going to go and pay a visit to Cameron Graham. Leave the Gimp alone. If only the Gimp had surfaced. Last week, we might have put him on that new £50 note or something like that. I fucking love the Gimp, to be honest. I mean, I really do love the Gimp. Yeah. He tried to get up. I kicked him in the face and then to the stomach and then I got off. Wonderful. Wonderful. If I leave my local pub, if I leave Legion, if I leave Social Club, if I walk out of Social Club and I'm walking down the road and some dude is lying down in the grass and I fucking kick him, I'm off to prison. What the fuck? Not good. Not good. Shocking. Cameron Graham has to face justice. Tez, justice for the Gimp t-shirts. Print up 20 of them. That's just fucking... I mean, come on, people. What else is going on? Donald Trump is just... Before we talk about Trump, a few more quotes. Hi to Ewan Gilmore. Ewan says, this is clearly a hate crime against Gimps. Unbelievable. Isn't it? Latex clad prowler. Sounds like a Judas Priest song, says John Stott. Yeah? The Gimp. Just laid into the Gimp. Laid into the Gimp, huh? Chris says they should contact the parents of vegan children to congratulate them. Oh no, it's amazing now what the state will invent. Not invent, but there'll be as time goes on, there will be a longer list of things that the state will claim is sufficient for it to ask questions of parenting. Yeah. Oh yeah. Mada. Unbelievable. And his mama cries. Boris is the Gimp, says Mwinga. How you doing, Mwinga? Welcome to the chat. Hi to Peace Dreamerable. Unbelievable, huh? Just leave the Gimp alone. Leave the Gimp alone. When he encountered that woman and he was breathing heavily, he was probably being chased by somebody as part of some fetishistic game that Gimps like to play. Gimps are submissive by nature, aren't they? They like to be led around with dog collars and leads and stuff like that. Sounds like you know quite a bit about it there, Richie. I have a cellar full of Gimps. Right, let's just one or two stories quickly inside the papers. Donald Trump spent a good deal of time yesterday lying pathologically about Ilhan Omar, alleging that she was some sort of cheerleader for Al-Qaeda. Just a lie. He said that she, quote, said that she was proud of Al-Qaeda. Just a monstrous lie by Trump. But it doesn't matter. We live in a post-fact world. Said this before, it's a post-fact world. But Trump, we know, is a pathological liar. Both him and his supporters continue to say that they never had much to do with Jeffrey Epstein. Really? How many more photographs and videos need to emerge? At least in these videos, the women seem to be of the age of legal consent. Donald Trump. You don't want to miss Johnny Vedmore on the Richie Allen Show, by the way. Coming up live this evening, just after 6 p.m. when he's going to be talking about a very wealthy capitalist, venture capitalist and hedge fund manager, Nicole Junkerman. Very mysterious, very interesting woman. And her links to Jeffrey Epstein and to the intelligence agencies. Johnny Vedmore has done a terrific job. That article has been online for quite a few days now. And we're going to talk about that. Paul Craig Roberts will also be on the Richie Allen Show live this afternoon as well. The last Richie Allen radio show of the week. Don't know anything about Jeffrey Epstein. There's the Donald. 1992. Again, at least those women appear to be above the age of consent. So a lot to talk about this afternoon on the show. A bid to impeach him failed. A lot of Democrats wouldn't support it. Nancy Pelosi, basically the leader of the Democrats, the Speaker. Pelosi says, let's wait till we have a rock-solid ironclad case against him to impeach him. This is pure theater. Theater, darlings. Theater. Everybody's covering it, though. A lot of people are very concerned about Trump, what he's saying. See, what Trump is doing is race baiting. Being a racist and race baiting are two totally different things. Is Trump a racist? I haven't a Scooby-Doo because I know nothing about him. I know a few things about him, but I don't know anything about his character. We know he's a pathological liar and he can't open his mouth without breathing, but that makes him no different to any other politician on planet Earth, right? He's a lawyer. We know he's a bit sick. We know there are many questions for him concerning his behaviour at beauty pageants. Some of the things he said about women, his own daughter. Right? Awful. Is he racist? Does he hold within his heart the idea that other ethnic groups of people are less human, less worthy, less intelligent than him? Does he think that? I've no idea. That's real racism. That's what a racist thinks. Racist thinks that their ethnic group is supreme, ultimately, and more righteous. And that their righteousness and their supremacy gives them the right to demonize other ethnic groups. That's basically my definition of racism. That's what it is, right down to the bone, right? And you don't find too many of them anymore. Most people don't care what colour somebody is or where they come from, as long as they're nice, as I've said before. So I don't know if he is or not, Trump. But, you know, the baying masses, it kind of reminded me of the scene in Omen 3, The Final Conflict, with Sam Neill. When Damien helicopters onto the island and all of his followers are all looking glassy-eyed and chanting as the Omen, the son of the devil, addresses them. And I know that might sound a bit controversial, but you get that at Trump rallies. You might get it at Corbyn rallies. Believers, you know, totally enamoured of the man. Send her back, send her back, send her back, they were chanting. These are strange times. The Huffington Post also reckons that it is inevitable that Labour Party MPs will try to use the anti-Semitism scandal to get rid of Jeremy Corbyn. That's a story that the Huffington Post says is their exclusive. They've spoken to some insiders, allegedly. Thanks to Jackie Runecaster. Thanks, Jackie, for the Super Chat donation. I really love that. Thank you, Jackie. And you're very welcome. Deborah Tavares is a very interesting woman and a very well-briefed researcher. Thanks, Jackie. I really appreciate that. Just flashed up there on my screen there. Hi to Bex Hill as well. Yeah. That's the Huffington Post. Let me get rid of that. On a cold and grey Chicago. It'll be in your head all day now. You will not be able to get In the Ghetto out of your head all day long. We live in weird times where you never know what you're going to get on a newspaper. In the newspaper. Weird times. Brave new world of Britain's first motherless child. Freddie, with a Y, pictured holding the baby, was born a woman and is now a man, but kept his womb to have a baby, and now he's fighting to be named as the dad on the birth certificate. Maybe the part of the birth certificate left blank for mother maybe will remain blank. I don't know. It's going to the High Court, because Freddie was registered as the mother by the registrar at the hospital. Freddie is not having it. I'm a man. But you gave birth to a baby. How could you be a man? I'm a man! All right, okay. Let's waste thousands and thousands of taxpayers' funds by taking this to the High Court. This is fucking batshit crazy, isn't it? Isn't it? Oh, if I say this, I'll be considered absolutely a right rotten bastard. So I won't self-censor it, I'll say it anyway. Thanks to your infinite way. Thank you, my friend, for the Super Chat donation. Really appreciate that. It's very kind of you. Thank you very much. Now, will I self-censor or will I say what I was going to say anyway? You claim that you don't want your child to be vaccinated because vaccines might be harmful to the child. And you might be putting yourself and your child at risk of getting threatening visits from social services. We know about Luke Maguire. You change from female to male, keep your womb, have a baby, demand that mother is erased on the birth cert and that you are listed as the father. Well, you're fine to bring up the child. You're absolutely hunky-dory. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. And Freddie, with a Y, is a proud campaigner on transgender issues. Freddie is a fuckwit. Hate speech. No, it's not. I'm tired of it, you know. I'm tired of it. I really am. This lunacy and it being promoted. Tired of it. And I know you are as well. We're all tired of it. Thanks to Wilco as well. Thanks, Wilco, for the Super Chat donation. Won't buy a full gimp suit, Rich, but it might get the mask. Cheers, mate. It might too. Hi to William in Scotland. How you doing, William? Hi to Otteredit. Thank you, sir. Yeah. There you are. I'm just about done today, by the way. I've got a few things to do now. Hope you enjoyed this morning. It gets more bearable, I think, as we go on, doesn't it? Hi to Richard Willett. How you doing, Richard? Was on the programme last week. Documentarian. I tried to explain to a Labour Momentum supporter how David Icke cannot be racist when he clearly states that he doesn't even believe that we are our bodies. That this body is just a vessel, that we're having an experience, as Richard Willett or as Richie Allen. Well said, Richard Willett, by the way, Rick. You're absolutely spot on. But you can't talk to people. Ike has never denied the Jews were scapegoated in Nazi Germany. Never. But it doesn't matter because we live in a post-fact world. You know? Post-fact world. It only matters what you say. And the louder you say it, the more traction it gets. Ah. So there you are now. I put the question out about your karaoke songs and you didn't answer me. I had one or two answers. In the ghetto. And Tez has been on. Go on, Tez. Can I show you this? Tez has sent me a message there. Just make sure his number's not shown there. Tez is very private, you see. Justice for the Gimp! Imagine Cameron Graham thinks it's okay to walk out of a pub. Huh? Beard up to the tits. Beard up to the tits, right? There's a guy lying on the grass in a rubber suit minding his own business. And this guy thinks it's okay to kick him in the face. Find him, arrest him, charge him with grievous bodily harm. And when he's found guilty, bang him up for 3 weeks. I'm serious, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. Who the fuck do you think you are? Kicking somebody in the face that's lying on the ground minding their own business. Huh? Yeah, anyway. Okay. That was today's newspaper review, children. Thanks so much for watching and participating. I'll be back live at 5 p.m. on the Richie Allen Radio Show with Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan, and Johnny Vedmore. It is live on richieallen.co.uk, the homepage, and triggerwarning.tv, my website, TuneIn Radio, and elsewhere. And as always, do check out triggerwarning.tv. Check out the terrific live streams and vlogs. Is anybody saying vlog anymore? By Graham Booth. That's B-O-O-T-H. Graham, G-R-A-E-M-E. Graham Booth and Hayden Hewitt. Check them out, triggerwarning.tv and the Trigger Warning YouTube channel as well. Speak to you later on. Have a terrific Thursday. Do not miss the Richie Allen Radio Show live. And we'll do it all at 5 p.m. as usual. Until then, bye from me. Good day to you. Good day to you, sir.